We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, step right up. It's time for the Tuesday edition of Overtime. I'm Debbie Monterey. Good morning, Michael Kelly.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, John Hancock.
How's it going out there?
You guys are both wearing your nice fuzzy warm sweaters.
Fuzzy.
I kind of figured since it's Thanksgiving week, we can kind of get away with not having to be all dressed up.
It is a little more casual, yeah.
Right? Like you ever get dressed up.
Hey now. Shh, it's radio.
Yes. Play he's along. Always in a three-piece suit, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, pants, a shirt, and maybe socks every
he wears
couple
pants
of weeks.
He does. Jeez. Every day. All right, this is a story that is just inexplicable, and it's making national news too. You just have to scratch your head. A woman shot by a gunman Monday afternoon at a religious supply store near Baldwin. She has since died. St. Louis County police say the 53-year-old victim was pronounced dead at a local hospital. Officers first brought to the scene by a 911 caller who reported that the shooter went inside the store and ordered women inside to strip at gunpoint, sexually assaulted several of them before shooting one in the head. And the store is right on Manchester Road, one of our busiest roads in the area, middle of the day. They don't seem to have any photos of him, any video footage, any surveillance or anything. Just a description from the people who are inside the store. I don't really know what to say about this, John Hancock, other than just the brazenness and the head shakingness of this crime.
It's very unsettling. And this is not far from where I live. I've been in that store. And I mean, it just makes no sense, you know, and I sure hope they catch this guy. I mean, there's really no words. I mean, just a horrific tragedy.
He's an armed psychopathic rapist.
Right.
And
yeah.
He
Murderer.
Needs to be caught.
Yeah,
totally. I don't think there's really much to add other than I would echo with you. I mean, when you think about Manchester and Wideman Road, I can't think of a time of day or night that traffic isn't just packed there. I mean, to think that somebody would do a crime, period, something that's this horrific, but in the midst of one of the busiest areas in our community, I don't know, sad, scary, and sick, and thankfully we have our police department on it, and hopefully St. Louis County cops will find him quickly.
Yeah, they are saying anything. Like, if you just happen to be passing by and you think it's not even anything, just anything that might...
They at least have a description. They may not have video footage surveillance of the guy, but they do have a description. There were two or three survivors, apparently, inside the store.
Isn't it hard to believe in this day and age... where everybody's got a phone, camera on the phone, that there's no video, like there's not an ATM that saw him walking in, or that this plaza didn't have some type of camera.
At least external.
Right.
You would think. Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
All right. Well, anybody out there who might have any shred of information, whether it seems significant or not, let the police know, because this person clearly needs to be caught immediately. All right. Here's the other big story out of yesterday, and that would be the firing of Mike Yeo. We hardly knew ye, Mike. St. Louis Blues president of hockey operations and general manager Doug Armstrong announcing after that 2-0 loss to one of the worst teams in hockey that Mike Yeo is out of a job, because after all, you can't fire the whole team. Did the Blues make the right move,
sure.
Michael?
Sure, you have to. I mean, when you're having this type of a dismal season, when we had such great expectations, you know, is it Doug Armstrong's fault? Who knows? It's the players on the field, but... the guy at the top usually is the one who has to answer, and I don't see that the Blues had any other thing that they could have done if they want to try to fill that building over the next couple of months.
Yeah, I think we can all agree he provided yeoman service to the...
Oh, here we go already.
But, you know, did you see the empty seats in that arena last night?
No.
I mean, that tells you everything you need to know right there. And you get off to a rough start, which we have, and our schedule, the home games are so front-loaded to the first part of the season, it's going to really affect the bottom line of this team. And you've got three critical division games just around the corner. This had to be done.
All right. Lock her up.
Yes. Lock her up.
This is a different email story. This is Ivanka Trump, who sent hundreds of emails last year to White House aides, cabinet officials, and her assistants using a personal email account, many of them in violation of federal records rules. The discovery alarmed some advisors to President Trump, who feared that the first daughter's practices bore similarities to the personal email use of Hillary Clinton, which, of course, was a huge focus of the 2016 campaign and still gets chanted at Trump rallies to this day. John Hancock,
yes.
Your thoughts?
Well, so you may remember back in 2016, I said that everybody in government has a personal email account. In fact, let's go to that tape, My Hill. Everybody in government has a personal email account. There it was. And so...
that was really tricky.
But everybody in government has a... The difference here...
John, you can't explain this one away.
The key question is, was she using a private server for classified information?
If that's the key question.
That is the key question.
Then it needs to be investigated,
right?
You would hope that the Republicans in Congress, because we shouldn't have to wait till the Democrats take over in January, should launch an investigation right now. The House shouldn't they? I mean, look, we spent 3 years investigating Hillary Clinton.
Well, we do need to know.
But the emails!
We do need to know if they were classified information on an unsecure server.
So we need to have an investigation right now.
I don't suspect Ivanka Trump is out there
trafficking in problematic for those of us who are wanting to see some type of common sense. If you can put partisan politics aside, we all lived through the 2016 election.
Yes.
We watched this president talk about this stuff. We saw the Republican Party go at it as red meat. And now to deflect and to say, well, you know, we'll have to look at it. No, an investigation should happen immediately. And the Republicans should be calling for it as much as the Democrats after what we've been through.
Well, it would be relatively, first of all, under open records laws, something I know a little bit about, the use of a personal email account does not per se exempt you from open records laws, public information, freedom of information. If it is government related, even though it's on a personal email account, it is FOIA-able, it is sunshineable, and you are required to turn that over if it is requested by someone in the public. So just using a personal email address does not shield you from federal open records
laws. We're talking about the potential of classified information being on a private email address.
And that's a problem.
And that needs to be investigated immediately.
That's
it shouldn't be waited, and the Republicans should be calling just as free. The president should be calling for an investigation.
I reckon they're investigating that right now. And I don't think that Ivanka Trump she's not the Secretary of State. She's not receiving on a daily basis.
No, she's the assistant to the President of the United States. You know, lock her up. Many of us wonder why she's there in the first place. You mean to tell me that you don't think there's classified information
on
here?
No, I really don't.
I bet there is.
Well, I bet there's not.
Well, and you can base that on what?
Because I don't think Ivanka Trump. She's not involved in foreign policy. She's not involved in national
security.
She's
involved in everything, dude.
But she's not involved in matters that typically fall under national security.
Okay. See, Michael, it's totally different, Michael.
But this is the stuff that's frustrating because when we all watch what happened, and I think there are people out there that are sifting for some common sense.
Yes.
They're sick of me. They're sick of you. They want somebody who's in the middle. And then when this blatant hypocrisy comes out, whether it comes from either side, I think they just get enough of it. Like, really? We all lived through this last election. We remember what happened with Hillary Clinton. The same thing's happening now, and we're supposed to look the other way. Oh, but the economy's good, though.
Well, it's not the same thing at this point, and I don't think there is classified information on there, because why would there be?
Well, we should investigate.
We should know.
The FBI should be over there.
John says there isn't.
That's right.
Case closed.
Right. That's the last word.
It's 8:40, and 8:42, I'm Debbie Monterey. It's round two of overtime with Hancock and Kelly, and President Trump getting another defeat, maybe temporarily, in court over immigration. This time a federal judge barring the Trump administration from refusing asylum to immigrants who crossed the southern border illegally. The U.S. district judge issued a temporary restraining order after hearing arguments in San Francisco. The president issued a proclamation on November 9th that said anyone who crossed the southern border illegally would be ineligible for asylum. Michael, does it matter where people are crossing if they're seeking asylum?
No, absolutely not. Look, the law is the law, and that's what the judge has ruled and said this is what the law of the country is. We don't have a king. We don't have an authoritarian. We have a president of the United States. He can't make these directives, and, they like to talk a lot about the Constitution and the rule of law. That's exactly what this is.
Yeah, it is asylum seekers do have a process. And now, poverty is not a cause for asylum. I don't think that the vast majority, if any, of this caravan crew that's out there qualifies under asylum law. However, you got to adjudicate and work on those cases, and it does cost money. But yes, the law has to be followed.
You know, we're spending all this money investigating stuff. We should just go ask John Hancock what it is, you know, because he's gone down there and interviewed all those people in the caravan. He knows for a fact that most of them aren't coming here to seek asylum.
Oh, they're coming to seek asylum, but they don't have grounds for 200 miles. They don't have grounds for asylum, is what I'm telling you.
Poverty is.
Because I don't, you've got to prove that there's persecution going on or there's some kind of humanitarian, you know, something going on. Poverty is not grounds for asylum.
Okay.
Just not.
Okay. But we don't know that about every person in the caravan.
I think we have a pretty good
idea. When they're coming from Honduras and Nicaragua?
Yeah, I think we have a pretty good idea.
Okay. How about, do we have a good idea of whether you look good in powder blue? Because the Cardinals are bringing back, you're wearing powder blue
today. I love
today.
Blue on me. I don't like, okay, the question's about, go ahead.
Okay. The Cardinals are bringing back the powder blue jerseys from the 80s. The team announcing they'll be work for some Saturday road games. Team president Bill DeWitt III told the crowd at Ballpark Village, the jersey strikes a balance between the past and the present.
Oh, it was nasty. I'm not a fan of the powder blue, and I know all my little fellow Generation Xers are saying, oh my God, this is what it was like when we were growing up. We were blue. It was ugly then. It's ugly now. I mean, come on. We have the best uniform in baseball, and we're going to make it powder blue? Come on.
Well, my thing is, if you're going to go, don't go halfway. Go all in. Get rid of the buttons. Have the little pullovers like they had in 1982. Remember those?
Yeah, those polyester pullovers.
Yeah, a little pullover. Get rid of the buttons. If you're gonna go for it, go for it. But this halfway business, I'm not so sure.
Well, they're hoping that you like it, guys, because they have a lot of merch to sell.
Just in time for Christmas. Funny how that works, isn't it?
All right. I don't know why anyone still goes to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, but the president doesn't go. So neither will the comedians now, according to the latest developments. The White House Correspondents' Association announcing that biographer Ron Chernow will be the featured speaker at the annual Black Tie event in the spring. This is a big break, of course, from the tradition of having a stand-up comedian entertain a ballroom full of journalists and roasts the president and other media officials and Congress. Good move in dumping comedians, John Hancock?
I'm sad about this. I mean, I'm a political geek, and I love this dinner every year. You know, the one year that George Bush had the George Bush impersonator, and they stood up on side-by-side podiums right. And went back and forth. I mean, that's good stuff, man. Good comedy. But you got to be able to take it if you're the president. And
he can't.
You've got to have some ability to be self-deprecating as well. And
he can't.
Those are not in the skill set that Donald Trump possesses, those are not among his better.
Let's go
attributes.
On to what actually, let's just sans the conversation here. Tell us what exactly is Donald Trump's skill set. Give me a break. This is silly, and this is what happens when you have somebody who can't take it. John said it perfectly. It's sad, but whatever. Who cares what a bunch of Washington
reporters are up to? Well, but this is a fun dinner.
I'm with you. But we have one person to blame for ruining it.
Well, my question is, since President Trump doesn't go anyway, why don't they just have a comedian anyway?
Well, because then he sends somebody there, and then you pick on them.
The problem is they've had some pretty raunchy comedians. They need to do a better job.
That's the definition
of
comedy, though.
It's taking it
to a line of almost offensive.
No, it's not.
It is too, John.
It's not. And we do
Let's
comedy.
Let's get Jerry Seinfeld in here to answer these questions about why.
We never offend. Comedy is not about offending people. It's about being funny, and it's about pointing out things that are true that, you know, people
so offending people is wrong, correct?
Yeah.
So then we should just take Fox News off the TV because all they do is say ridiculous, offensive things about
the president. Over here. I'm talking about comedy.
All right. Just under a quarter of...
You have me fired up today.
I can tell. Jeez.
All right. Well, let's talk about the holidays.
Calm down, Michael.
Okay.
Let's talk about gift giving.
I know.
Just under a quarter of gift-giving Americans, 22%, are willing to re-gift presents this holiday season. 16% would give secondhand items rather than spring for something brand new. Have you ever re-gifted anything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tons.
People say no, they lie.
Right. Yeah, I re-gifted all the time. People would give me a bottle of wine, and I'd be like, oh, I got to go to this party. I'm going to take a bottle of wine. You know what's crazy is that when you're younger and you have nothing, nobody gives you anything. And now I'm in a situation where I've got the money to be able to do what I need to be able to do in my life, and people give me stuff I don't need.
You with gifts. Well, I'll keep that in mind. So,
more money you have.
No worries there. You've never given me anything. Except the grief.
One of the great things about working here at the Voice of St. Louis is we get pitched by all these authors. So I'm swimming in books.
Mm-hmm.
We get all these books coming in, and so they make really good gifts to give away for absolutely free. Is that a violation of the...
No,
law.
Not at all.
Okay.
I think if you were
roll.
Selling yeah. them, it might be.
No, I'm not selling them.
Yeah, because I don't
Although,
know why people have an issue
idea.
With it. If I get something that I
$5.
Can't use,
yeah.
then my next thought is, who do I know who could use this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, what's wrong with right. you? John gives me a bottle of wine, and I'm going to a party the next night, and I don't want to run to the store. I take that bottle of wine and give it to somebody else.
Absolutely.
Hey,
you
now.
Can always give me a bottle of wine. I'll never turn that down.
Done. We'll drink it together tomorrow.
All right. It's 8:49. We'll take a break here. And when we return, round three of Overtime.
Guess what?
What?
Overtime continues.
You gotta be kidding.
Really?
Really, really.
On KMOX.
Jet airliners. Speaking of that, we got a plane topic right here. You guys fly a lot.
We do.
I fly too, and none of us are little people.
No.
Those seats are getting smaller and smaller, and you know, we're all tall too, so those knees just get jammed right into the seat in front of you. Well, on some newer planes flown by American, Delta, and United Airlines, the bathrooms in coach are just 24 inches wide.
Don't get me started.
Roughly the width of the average dishwasher.
Yeah.
According to the manufacturer, the new style bathrooms free up enough space to fit six more passengers on board. The move for smaller bathrooms started in 2014. So, as if the bathrooms were not small enough already, they're getting smaller.
It's ridiculous. So you might as well just squeeze the urine out of you. I mean, you know, you walk into this thing, you can't move. Your elbows, you can't. How do you get your pants? I mean, you know, I'm just being, I will do everything within my human power to avoid
yep.
using a restroom on an airplane.
This doesn't affect me much because short of having an accident and embarrassing myself, I will never go into an airplane's bathroom. I'd rather go into a Johnny on the spot in a city.
At least you can move your
elbows
up. It's
been sitting there in the hot sun than go into an airplane where, you know, it's been jouted around and stuff's everywhere.
Well, you
can't
see
touch
some of the
anything.
People coming out of that thing.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. No, oof. It's not a good.
Nasty.
It's not a good
nasty.
Experience. It's
nasty.
Not.
And then you know when they go to the bathroom, they leave their pet cockatiel sitting next to you
and their
little pig.
Yeah, no, we're not. That's it's a bad
flying.
Deal.
One of the worst bathroom
deal.
Experiences was flying back from China. That was a long,
oh,
long
yeah,
flight.
You probably have to go to the bathroom there.
And in China, they don't have. Toilets that you sit on, you know, they have the squat pots where you mm-hmm. squat, so
oh,
people
boy.
Will actually squat on the toilet.
Oh boy,
nice!
And you're on an airplane that's bumping around. So I will just
day.
Let you imagine what the bathroom looks
that's
like.
It.
Don't go in there.
Not going to China.
Don't go.
Yeah, I'm crossing that one off the old bucket list.
Sometimes
not
you can't
going
help
to China.
It. All right, NASA.
China.
China. NASA is considering selling seats on the spacecraft.
Hey.
So from airplanes to spacecrafts that will ferry its astronauts to the International Space Station, offering rides to the public while opening another line of revenue as the agency attempts to broaden its appeal. But except for a couple of rare exceptions, NASA has not allowed private citizens on its rockets. Michael Kelly, you were talking about all your disposable income.
No.
Would you take a ride
no,
on a rocket?
No, you're making me sound terrible. I'm a single man, so I have things I don't have to pay for
he
that others
so much
have
money.
To.
I've what, never
stop
seen
it.
Anybody with so much money.
I'm not,
I can't believe he's not a Republican yet.
this is just a lie, what he's saying. But no, I would... Yeah, I would go if I was a billionaire, you know, and could afford to do it. Why not?
I ain't flying on no rockets.
Yeah,
no,
no bathroom big enough.
Yeah,
or what?
No. I mean, you got I got a family room, pal. What do you need a rocket for? You know, I got
aren't
a couch.
You curious as to what weightlessness feels like?
Yeah, no,
really.
I mean, I know
you
what's
can just
out
go to
there.
Vegas. They got one of those things where you can
yeah, you
float
can,
around.
Yeah, or just go on a diet. I mean, you know, it's I'm not doing it.
Yeah, nope. I don't think you have to have a bathroom, right? You just kind of float around in your spacesuit and
Go on. Just let it rip.
Let's go. All right. McDonald's in Canada is being sued for allegedly advertising Happy Meals to children.
Oh,
the Quebec Superior Court authorized the lawsuit Wednesday that claims promotions for the popular kids menu item inside McDonald's restaurants violates the province's consumer protection law, which prohibits commercial advertising towards children under 13. The ads reportedly show pictures of the toys that come with the meal. Well, they have laws that prohibit advertising towards kids under 13.
Right?
Law and order, John. What's wrong with that?
Well, this is what's wrong with this country. Now,
Canada?
Well, this is what's wrong with Canada.
They are the enemy now. We don't like them anymore.
You can't get Happy Meals for the love of all things righteous. I mean, yes, you should be allowed to advertise Happy Meals.
No. That's if the law says you can't advertise to kids, you can't advertise to kids. Well, the law is the law.
80-year-olds ain't eating Happy Meals, Michael. It's the kids that are eating. And the kids want to know what the little toy is before they get to the counter. Yeah. It's freedom of information. This is communism. It's communism.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.